you personally?
Well, we knew they were going to switch up their game plan. You know, it's disappointing that we didn't win. You know, of course that. But how, you know, well, with the increasing of, you know, not running the ball as much and, you know, us not, you know, me not having the ball in my hand. You know, I'm not never being a selfish guy. And like I said, the game always been bigger than me. But, you know, as far as the game plan was, I was, you know, I'm with Coach Plant. Whatever Coach says, it goes, no matter what. I already bought into the program. But, you know, I feel like we should have just finished the game stronger.
When you watch film of yourself in that Dallas game, are you critical of your – what do you see when you watch the second half of that game?
I could have made, you know, a couple decisions better. I mean, but when you got people diving at your ankles and stuff all day, I mean, that, you know, that's just a natural reaction that you made different reactions and you made different, you know, decisions. And so I made a decision that I usually don't make, and it happens.
Do you ever think that when you follow that you dance around too much behind the line when you watch those films?
Me dance around the line too much? Nah. Nah, I think I can make more smarter decisions, but me dancing around too much, nah. You know, first of all, you know, to be a running back, you got to be able to see the hole and see what you got to do to make the right decision and put the team in the best decision, you know, best way, you know, to score. People don't see what I see. I'm out there running the ball, and so, you know, everybody from the clicker or from the TV or from the stands, you might see something different. But it's way faster and there's much more going on in the game than other just everybody out there cheering and saying the oohs and the ahs and what he could have did. No, it's way deeper than that.
So when you say you left yards out there, what do you refer
to? Like I said, I could have made smart decisions. I left yards out there. I left, I know in one play I could have just, you know, kept going straight. And I tried to cut underneath because the dude like he was trying to overplay the play. I could have just kept going because he didn't overplay the play. He tried to just play it just right. I got to make a smart decision.
Finding, Trent, that at times what worked for you in college doesn't work at this level?
No, I still do the same stuff, and it still works. And, you know, like I said, I just got to make smart decisions. And, you know, some stuff that, you know, it's probably just going on me not being 100% yet and me not trusting some of the stuff that I usually do. And I just got to get back to being me, for real. Like I said, I do everything. I do the same stuff I did in college from high school from Little League. That's the same stuff I still do, and it always worked for me. That's what got me here. If y'all want me to switch up my game, I can't help it.
Trent, do you want that goal line run back?
Well, you know, that's something that you always want back. I mean, that's something I can't take it back now. I mean, but, you know, it happens. I didn't see what I thought I saw. And, you know, I tried to jump over the pile. And I didn't score. And, you know, I guess you can put the game on me. I guess I'm the reason why we lost.
You really wanted the ball there, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I wanted the ball. I wanted the ball, and, you know, the play I wanted, we didn't call. I mean, but like I said, I'm with whatever Coach say, I'm with this plan.
When you say that like that, you know, with the game on hand, the reason why we lost, are you kind of saying that tongue-in-cheek, or are you really saying that?
Like, no, I'm really saying that. You can put the game on me. I'm a man. I'm a man up to my mistakes and my faults. I ain't never been nobody that, you know, scared away from his faults or his decision-making. I made my decision and I messed up, and that's what happens when you know, make decisions right on the run or, you know, just out of the spite for, you know, it just happens.
Yeah, but you took the lead after that play, Trent, so it wasn't, that play certainly did not cost the game. You guys went ahead 2017 after that.
There was a couple plays that I could, like I said, I fumbled the ball, that really happened, man. I fumbled twice, that's my second time fumbling this year. And, you know, not taking nothing from him, he made an excellent play on the ball. His face mask hit right at the ball. And, you know, that's something that when your face mask or your helmet hit the ball, it's, 9 times out of 10, it's going to come out. And he made a good play on the ball. And so that's something that really happens to me. And, you know, I wish I would have probably just ran through him other than, you know, trying to shake him. And like I said, I made a poorly decision. That's what happens when you get, you know, your legs get dove at the whole game. You know, you make decisions like that. So I got to be, you know, better mind and be better open when it comes to making more decisions.
So what would you have preferred to do on that touchdown? Would you have preferred to go wide? I mean, you said that it might not have been your ideal play on that situation.
That's not for me to answer, man. I'm gonna leave that alone. Let coaches just answer that.
What do you feel like you do best at the goal line? What is your
everything? Everything. I really just can't say one thing. I said, coach, made his decision. That wasn't a playoff call, but he made the decision, and I agree with everything he called.
When you watch the film of that one, did you say, "Oh man, I would just follow Alex Smith"? It seemed like he had a good lead block. Did you see that on film?
Like I said, it's much more than that. Maybe if I wouldn't have jumped over, maybe the hole would have closed up even faster. Maybe they did the hole open up because I jumped over the middle. I mean, like I said, it's much more than what y'all see on the outside than what I see up in the actual game.
When you talk about them diving at your legs and your ankles the whole game, what was kind of going on there?
I mean, people just don't want to hit me up top, man. I mean, for any running back, a lot of people don't want to hit, a powerful running back or somebody that can run up top, through the whole game anyway. You got people coming at you like A.J. Peterson, Ray Rice, and people like that, coming at you all game, four quarters, including myself. You're not going to hit them all up top the whole game. It's guys like us in the league, and excluding tight ends and stuff like that, we get our ankles dove at a lot, including tall receivers too. So, that's an advantage for them to take us down. So, like I said, when you're getting hit at the ankles and stuff, it's just a natural reaction for you to, to make a decision like I did.
So coming out this week, you're playing the number one ranked defense in the NFL, and it sounds like, you have something to prove or something to show coming out that game.
Oh, yeah, especially playing against the number one defense and, especially in this town here, playing against Pittsburgh, it is big. And that's been, watching film, and it was being the most put-together team defense I've ever seen in the league so far. Them guys there, they're well-disciplined, and they love to start the run. They're going to put the big hit on you. And so for me, I got to do everything I can and get what they give me.
Hey, it's a team game, Trent, but do you really feel like it's on you sometimes to be the guy that finishes it off?
Oh, yeah, that's what they picked me for, and that's where they moved up, jumped up spots. Like I said, I do feel like it's on me, but I can't get down on myself and be two up through the whole week and have a bad game this Sunday. No, that game's over with. I beat up on myself after the game and, said what I should have did and watched the film on the plane. And, man, I could have did this, and I know I could have did better decisions. But I'm not going to go the whole week because it's much life to me is much more than football. I got a family at home, and, I got teammates around me that don't want me down. I'm a leader on this team if as far as my voice and as far as, me leading by example. So I can't be down and have my teammates looking at me like, this – what I, first draft pick supposed to be doing? No, this is not, it's not it.
Have you heard criticism this week? And if so, were you surprised by it?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
My team, they encourage me. And, they tell me, people, make mistakes. You can't put the game all on your shoulders like that, man. You keep working, you running hard, and, you doing the right thing. This is what they tell me. And so, like I said, my team behind me 100%, and I know that, they believe in me, and I know that they trust in me, and I earned all their respect, and I know I'm still trying to earn more respect. And in critical games like that, I got to make sure that we win.
Hey, Trent, when you talk about the Steelers' defense, James Harrison's knocked three Browns out of games in the past 2 years. Do you have to always be aware of where he's at? Do you think about that going in?
Well, with James Harrison, man, he's one of them type dudes that want to go out for the knockout shot. I really don't pay no attention to, where everybody had to be at the same time. I just do my assignment and run like I run and just get my job done. I know he's a grown man out there, and, that's what he do. That's what he love to do, hit folks in the mouth. And so, for me, I'm going to try to, give everything I can to him and make sure that he know that I'm present just like I know that he's going to be present the whole game.
Is there a concern that you don't put too much pressure on yourself to put the team on your shoulders?
No, not at all. Like I said, the type of program I came from, it's always been pressure on my shoulders. And like I said, I don't worry about pressure. Pressure's on the pressure when you make it pressure. I just put it as a goal and another achievement for me.